In Traditional Family Values Part 9, Perverted Partnerships and Their Impact on Society, we delve into the cultural and societal consequences of deviating from traditional family structures. This installment explores how these changes have influenced social stability and individual well-being. Introduction. In our previous discussions, we have explored the foundational principles of traditional family values. This week, we will address the impact of perverted partnerships on society. Understanding the biblical view on such relationships and their consequences helps us appreciate the importance of upholding God's design for marriage and family. Understanding perverted partnerships. The Bible provides clear guidance on what constitutes a perverted partnership. According to Scripture, any sexual relationship outside the covenant of marriage between a man and a woman is considered sinful. This includes relationships such as same-sex partnerships and other non-traditional unions that deviate from God's design. Leviticus chapter 18 verse 22 states, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind, as with womankind, it is abomination." This verse explicitly condemns homosexual relationships, affirming that such practices are against God's natural order. The biblical standard for relationships. God's design for relationships is rooted in the creation account. Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 declares, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." This foundational principle establishes the heterosexual union as the only legitimate context for sexual relations. Romans chapter 1 verses 26 to 27 further emphasizes the consequences of deviating from this design. "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet." These verses illustrate the spiritual and moral decay that results from rejecting God's standards. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The threat to societal stability. Perverted partnerships threaten the stability of society by undermining the traditional family structure. The family, as designed by God, is the bedrock of a healthy and functioning society. When this structure is compromised, it can lead to widespread social issues. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4 emphasizes the sanctity of marriage. "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge." This verse underscores the importance of maintaining the purity and integrity of the marital relationship. Impact on children and future generations. Children are particularly vulnerable to the negative effects of perverted partnerships. Research has shown that children raised in non-traditional family structures often face higher rates of emotional, psychological, and social challenges compared to those raised in stable, two-parent households. The Bible highlights the importance of raising children in a godly environment. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4 instructs, "And, ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Providing a stable, loving home rooted in biblical principles is essential for the healthy development of children, misleading the younger generation. Perverted partnerships can also lead to confusion and moral relativism among the younger generation. When society normalizes relationships that contradict biblical teachings, it sends a message that God's standards are flexible and subjective. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20 warns, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." This verse highlights the dangers of moral confusion and the importance of upholding absolute truth. The church's role in addressing perverted partnerships. The church has a crucial role in addressing the issue of perverted partnerships. It must stand firm in teaching and upholding biblical truths while extending grace and compassion to those caught in sin. Jesus exemplified this balance in his ministry, showing love to sinners while calling them to repentance. John chapter 8 verse 11 recounts Jesus' interaction with the woman caught in adultery, "And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee, go, and sin no more." This approach of grace and truth should guide the church's response to perverted partnerships. Conclusion. Perverted partnerships have a profound impact on society, undermining the traditional family structure and leading to moral confusion and social instability. By understanding and upholding the biblical standards for relationships, we can work towards restoring the sanctity of marriage and promoting a healthy, stable society. Call to action. As we reflect on the impact of perverted partnerships on society, let us commit to upholding and promoting the biblical principles of marriage and family in our own lives and communities. By teaching and modeling God's design for relationships, we can help create a more stable and loving society. Let us pray for wisdom, strength, and compassion as we uphold the sanctity of marriage and support one another in our journey of faith. Series link.